The alarm went off at 8 o'clock, and Spencer knew he had to go and take his mom to the mall. He liked going with her to the mall and other places, and maybe he was just lucky to be blessed with such a beautiful mother like her. Walking towards the elevator, he noticed a quarter on the ground. Money doesn't come easily, so of course he picked it up. The elevator doors opened up and it was empty, thank God. Riding down to the ground floor, he was thinking to himself, I've got to find another job. When the doors opened up, he noticed an old lady who lived in the building telling a story to three other residents in the building. Sometimes listening to them was enjoyable as well as entertaining. Leaving the building was a task, considering what you had to go through to leave. Walking towards his van, he didn't know if he had enough gas, but he thought he'd find out soon enough. Luckily, he had enough, because the $3 he did have, he decided to use for junk food. He got to his mom's house and was just about to get out of the car when he saw this dog. It was a Rottweiler, and he was huge. He waited until he cleared the sidewalk before getting out. When he got to the end of his mom's building, he turned around and looked at him as if he was supposed to do the same, and he did. He rushed inside the door of his mom's building in case he wanted to turn around. He pressed the button where his mom's name listed so she could let him in. "Who is it?" she asked. "It's me, Spencer." She buzzed him in, and he walked down the hall, where he came to a mirror and checked himself out. He put his face closer into the mirror and took a better look. A lady from one of the front apartments came outside her door and saw him. "Honey, you look fine. Now get out the mirror and tell your mother I said hello." She went away, looked at him, and smiled. Walking down the hall, he knew his mother would ask what had taken him so long. Mothers have a way of knowing things we like to hide from them. She had on her long dress with pink flowers and a solid blue background and a pink blouse to match it, and a pair of pink and blue sandals. It was all about coordination with his mother. "How does your mother look?" she said with a grin on her face. "You look good as always," Spencer answered with a proud smile on his face. "Yes, honey, your mama is a classy lady, and don't you forget it." She laughed and pinched him on his cheek. The two of them were pulling into the small parking lot on a Saturday afternoon. He knew his mother would get on him if he didn't get a parking space close to the entrance. There was a car pulling out of space 20 feet from the entrance, and he stopped to get it. She gave him a look as if he had done well. With a grin on her face, "I'm glad you parked close enough to the entrance." "Yeah, I knew you'd tell me if I wasn't close enough." The two of them were walking through the mall when Spencer saw this man who was very well dressed and had very dark features. A man from Europe or of a strong European descent. He was about 6'2" and had on a pair of stylish black sunglasses. Normally he wouldn't give it a second thought, but the tall gentleman pulled his glasses down from his eyes and looked at him. With a seriously curious look on his mother's face, she turned around and said, "Were you looking at him?" "No, I wasn't. I just thought I'd look to see if any of these stores had any good sales," he replied with a devilish grin. "Yeah, right. I'm almost 50, not crazy," she said, raising her left eyebrow. There was a movie theater in the mall, and they decided to catch a flick after they ate. His mom wanted to see something that had one of her favorite stars. She had no luck, so she had to settle for what Spencer wanted to watch. She knew it would involve something to do with space. He had already known this because while she was getting something for both of them to eat, he sneaked down to the theater to see what was playing. "Sweetheart, do your mama a favor," with a big smile on her face. "Yeah, what is it?" "Let's not see something that's crazy like all that Star Wars mess." He laughed at her, expecting her to say those exact words. "I love all the Star Wars movies. It's cool to watch," he laughed as he went to pay for the tickets. "Well, let's get the popcorn and the drinks before it starts. Here's $20 to get the stuff. Oh, and if this isn't enough to get it, we won't be eating, okay? Because I'm not trying to go broke in this place." She wasn't a big spender like her son was, and she was kind of bad when it came to tipping people at restaurants. Most of the time, he would have to talk her into leaving a bigger tip. He came back from the concession stand with popcorn, soda, candy, and nachos. Clearly, he was a big junk food fan when it came to eating at the movies.